This is the United States Eventing Association's official podcast. Hello and welcome to the program. I'm Chris Stafford. On this week's episode, we're going to be discussing the USEA's intercollegiate membership. We'll be hearing from Libby Head later on in the program. Libby has been involved with her intercollegiate team at the University of Georgia, and she also won the advanced division at Chat Hills Horse Trials recently, riding Sir Rockstar. But first, we're going to hear about the USEA's intercollegiate membership. Jennifer Hardwick is the membership director at the USEA, and she joins us now. Jennifer, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Chris. Happy to be here.
Well, first of all, explain what that membership looks like now and what the plans are for the future.
Well, the intercollegiate membership is something new that we just brought on this year that was spearheaded by Rob Burke here in our office. It's an interesting program. We are trying to reach out to those college-bound students that are off to school, and we want to keep them involved in the sport. And we thought, what better way than to keep them interested in the sport while they're away at school and they're competing, than to offer them the a discounted membership, the collegiate membership here with the USEA, at a discounted price with the proof of a current college ID.
Now, how many colleges or universities then are currently affiliated with the USEA?
As of this morning, we have about 29 colleges/universities that are active in the program, which is really great. And we have approximately about 122 students that have taken part, that have signed up for this membership.
And tell us a little bit more about what that membership looks like. What should they know about and how they can become involved with the program?
Well, the membership looks like this. They get all the benefits of a regular member, which the magazine, tracking of points, placings, publications. They have options to purchase any special publications on our website. They can sign up on our website through the USEA office or via mail. So the membership itself, the cost is a $25 discount after they've submitted their membership with a proper ID. Current ID to the USEA office. The regular cost is $85, but with a current ID submitted, they receive a $25 discount, which we will credit back to their credit card or send them a check. If that is not provided, the current ID is not provided, a refund is not issued.
Okay, so then what other aspects of this program then should they know about it? I believe there's going to be a leaderboard established.
So some of the things that we've been working on is to do a year-end leaderboard for these collegiate programs. And, you know, some of the things that we're hoping to start, and we've had a few people working on it, to put together a really nice brochure explaining exactly what the program entails and what we hope to accomplish as we move forward. So with the leaderboard, we'll do a year-end leaderboard for the collegiate programs, and hopefully that'll be up on our website pretty soon to show what's going on across the country, and hopefully that'll encourage more students to be involved in the program. There's a lot of things coming down the pike for this program is concerned. I really don't want to jump ahead of the game and release anything until we know for sure that we are ready to go with those things. But one of the main things that I know that we've been chatting about is putting that leaderboard up on our website fairly soon to start showing the ranking of our collegiate students across the country.
So eventually then, as you say, you're rolling out other aspects to this program that make it multidimensional then really, and encouraging for more people to get involved with and stay involved with.
Absolutely. And one of the things I know that's in the works is a championship for this particular program that can be hosted at some of the well-established competitions that are taking place. And I know of a few that have already put such things in place, and it seems to work pretty well. And we're hoping to be able to tag on to that and just improve on it.
And how do people find out more about this, Jennifer, and how they can get involved with this? What do they look for on the website?
Well, we try to put something out every couple of months in our e-news blasts on our social media. We have information. There's also information on the USCA website under membership. There is updated information on how the school itself can participate and how the students can benefit from that. There, we send out information in the mail to all of our members, established members, as well as non-members that we see come across through our competitions, and we send out information to them. On that information, normally it's the membership application that has a description of the collegiate membership program and a pretty decent description on the back of the member application, as well as on our website. So, you know, just for anyone to visit the USCA website at www.usofenging.com and just click on membership, and under collegiate there is a nice breakdown or explanation of what it does, a list of the schools and that we currently have in the program. And that's really it. Or they can certainly contact the USCA office and speak with myself, Jennifer, and I'm happy to send whatever information I have on to them.
And there's a list of the schools, the colleges and universities there, Jennifer, so they can find out who are participating right now.
Exactly. And there's on those listings, it lists the program's manager or director of that equine program at that particular school. It gives them their website address, contact information, email addresses, and so forth. They can reach out to that school and get more information on the program.
All right, so go to the website, useventing.com, for more information. And you'll bring us updates here on the program, Jennifer, will you, as you roll out these other initiatives, part of the intercollegiate program?
Absolutely, absolutely. We hope that we'll have a lot more information to offer to our college-bound students as they compete and get involved in eventing teams across the country at their respective schools, and we hope to be able to provide them with some really great opportunity to really hone that that experience while they're at school, and just, you know, create that environment for other competitors that are thinking about it while going off to school.
Right, and some obviously exciting prospects there with the championship, the team championship that they can look forward to as well.
And we'll be
bringing updates of that as it becomes available. Jennifer, thank you very much for coming on the program and sharing this with us.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having us.
Libby Head will shortly be graduating from the University of Georgia, where she's been involved with the intercollegiate program there, and she joins us now. Libby, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you're coming off a very successful weekend there at Chat Hills, winning the advance there with your ever faithful partner, Sir Rockstar. You must be on really cracking form with him now. How does he feel compared to what he did a year ago when you finished 19th at Rolex?
You know, he feels like he's on the right track, improving all the time, and especially his dressage since then has continued to, the scores have continued to come down, which has been really our issue. So it's really good to see that he's starting to get it and get it consistently in the ring.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about the intercollegiate eventing program, because you've been involved with that intercollegiate program since you've been at UGA. Well, tell us a little bit about the program that you're there.
Well, right now we have about 22 people, I believe, somewhere around there. And it's just continued to grow every year. We get so many people. And the way it's set up, you don't even have to have a horse to be on the team. You can be a non-rider and just be involved in the programs like the clinics and the talks that we have people come and give. So that's really great, I think, to get people that maybe don't have the opportunity to have a horse. We have clinics throughout the semester with professionals like Julie Richards. The Shrams came and gave us a clinic, which was really awesome. And we also have talks for vets, and a saddle fitter came. So we also have like the education side of it too, which I think is really cool. And it's been really fun. We have team challenges every semester. Chattahoochee Hills hosts one. Tryon hosted one. And Poplar also just hosted one this past semester. And it's been really great. to see it grow and all these people be involved.
Well, when you said you don't have to have a horse necessarily to get involved with the program, mm-hmm. what sort of people that are joining that then? Who else has been on the teams with you?
Typically it's people that can't really afford to have their horse with them in college, or maybe are in between horses and they still want to be involved. And we're based out of Pascova Farm in Athens, and they're really helpful in trying to find horses that may be for lease for the team members to ride for the team.
And what sort of competitions then have you been involved with?
Usually we have a team challenge each spring and fall. That's really what we focus on throughout the year to get a team to. So, I mean, that's been really fun. I think it gets more people involved because it's like a team atmosphere, and they really want to represent their school, of course, and they really work hard. Maybe they don't show very often, but they will really work to get there, to be on a team and represent the school.
How many of them had previous experience in the sport then that you've been riding alongside?
Most people, a little bit, but some have absolutely no experience. We have some girls that come from a hunter background and want to make the change and do eventing. And they've been really successful at doing that, and I think they've really enjoyed it.
What have you got out of that intercollegiate program, Libby?
I think it's been really great because I would not have met all of these people otherwise. And having a team just brought everyone at the school together, and we've become really great friends, and we help each other. You know, even if it's not a school competition, like some of the girls on the team came and helped me groom at Fair Hill 1 year. And we've just all become really good friends. And I think just having that network of people that are in the eventing community that we probably wouldn't have even known about otherwise.
Now, do you think that some of the other girls then have been inspired by the intercollegiate program to maybe take up the sport more seriously, maybe even have a future in it like you hope to do when you graduate?
I definitely think so, especially those that maybe didn't have the opportunity to train with these upper-level riders. I think that's really helped them be a little bit more inspired to do it and give them the tools to get there. I think having a support group that is there to help them all the time, that definitely helps them want to be more involved and kind of shows them how they can keep doing it throughout college. They don't necessarily have to give it up to just go to school.
Now, what about the coaching aspects of the intercollegiate team? Tell us about what that looks like at UGA.
We don't have a set coach that helps us all the time. We typically just try and get an upper-level rider in every year for a clinic. We've had Julie Richards, the Schrams, Verna Gavin came and gave us a clinic, and Kyle Carter also came and gave us a cross-country clinic. And so I think that's good because we get exposed to all of these different people and their coaching. Yeah, that's been really great, having all of the different people.
And outside of your own coaches, then, what happens on a day-to-day basis, then, for those that maybe need help, Libby?
Typically, they look for their own coaches, and most girls on the team have their regular coach that they work with, like Kyle and I, and a lot of the girls on the team work with Julie Richards, because she's pretty close. And the team's also there, like, will help then find someone close to train with if they want that option or need someone to train with. But daily, we don't typically have any sessions or anything like that.
How much support do you get from the college for the intercollegiate team?
Right now, we're considered a club sports team. So we're, obviously affiliated with the university, but we don't get any funding from them. And I think the best thing that has happened is they'll give us excuses to get out of class for horse shows, because now, even if it's a horse show that's not with the team, that's one that we're going to on our own, they use it as an excused absence, and we can get excused from that, which is really nice.
So having been involved with it for a while now and seen it develop, how would you like it to evolve in the future, Libby? What do you think would be the best thing for that intercollegiate team to grow?
I think it's definitely headed in the right direction, and it's starting to become more popular. I think it would be great if the universities would, and I think they're all kind of all over the board with how they recognize it, but I think if they just were to recognize it a little more and maybe make it a little bit more important, I think that would be great. Like funding from the school, we have to pay out of pocket, each of us, like we pay dues every year just to keep the team going so we can get these great coaches to come in. So I think a little bit more support from them would definitely help it grow and succeed even more in the future.
Well, given that you're graduating this year, Libby, are you looking at any potential alumni opportunities to stay involved with the intercollegiate program? Is that something that's available and encouraged?
It is. We do have the alumni option, and that's usually we'll put together the team challenges. We'll have an alumni team that will go. And we actually have quite a few people that are involved with that. There's definitely that option, and you can come back and do the clinics and all the opportunities that we have for the students that are here too.
Good. Well, it looks like that program's here to stay then, and obviously the USEA is doing so much to help it grow and recognize it within the sport with the championships that being organized. So hopefully you'll continue to be involved with it, Libby, throughout your career as well. Well, thank you very much indeed for coming on the program.
Thank you.
And a reminder that you'll find more information about the USEA's intercollegiate membership and activities on the website at useventing.com. And as well as being able to listen to this program on the USEA website, you can also download it from the iTunes podcast store to your smartphone podcast app, such as Podbean or Stitcher, and listen to the show on the go. That's it for this week. I hope you'll join us again next week. So wherever you are in the world, thank you for tuning in and enjoy your eventing.